This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. And let me just go quickly down this list. Marijuana is legally, you can legally have marijuana in the following states. Michigan, fully legal. Minnesota, mixed. Mississippi, fully illegal. Missouri, mixed. Montana, mixed. Nebraska, fully illegal. Nevada, fully legal. New Hampshire, mixed. New Jersey, mixed. New Mexico, mixed. New York, mixed. North Carolina, fully illegal. North Dakota, mixed. Ohio, mixed. Oklahoma, mixed. Oregon, fully legal. Pennsylvania, mixed. Rhode Island, mixed. South Carolina, fully illegal. South Dakota, fully illegal. Tennessee, fully illegal. Texas, mixed. Utah, mixed. Vermont, fully legal. Virginia, mixed. Washington, fully legal. West Virginia, mixed. Wisconsin, fully illegal. Wyoming, fully illegal. So that's it for the states if you're wondering what the law is of legality of marijuana in your state. What a mess. What a mess. I can't believe it. We have laws about drinking and driving, intoxication. Dr. Shealy, do you know of any quick tests that the police might be able to use to tell if a person is under the influence of marijuana, or is it take a blood test and a length of time?
Yeah, I don't know a quickie test, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I had a question about oxygen. Dr. Shealy, there are a number of athletes who have used oxygen to improve their performance. And when someone goes to the hospital, lots of times they are connected to breathing oxygen. What actually does oxygen do for the body when you're in the hospital?
Well, ordinarily, you should have about 98% saturation of your blood with mm-hmm. oxygen. When it gets as low as 93 or 94%, your whole body is, well, not quite as bad as the marijuana, but it's suffering. It's not functioning at optimal performance. So increasing the oxygen saturation of your blood can improve metabolism in every cell and every organ in your body.
Okay. So if someone is suffering a disease, would generally speaking, would they tend to improve that condition, whatever it might be, by the inhalation of oxygen at some level?
Probably, yes.
Okay. What about in a hospital? I've seen this over the years. They will put, for someone who is not in a really serious condition, they'll put this thing in their nose. Each nostril will have a dispenser connected to a Y type of a hose that's connected to a metering device, and they may get X number of liters of oxygen. I don't know if that's per minute or per hour or what it is, but they might start off with, let's say, 4 liters measurement, and then the nurses and doctors want to wean the patient off that. Why is it that they want to wean them off, and they don't just stop it? They wean them off. Why is that?
Well, like a lot of things, if you suddenly withdraw something that you've gotten accustomed to, metabolic shutdown or concern or worry. And therefore,
okay.
It's better often to wean.
And what about, like, let's say a person had a phone booth. I don't have one, but I'm thinking about a box the size of a phone booth. The old-fashioned phone booths that we used to have in the, I don't know, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. And you can close the door. Let's say the phone booth was pretty much a sealed box, but about that size. What would happen if someone pumped oxygen into that phone booth? Would it, let's say an hour or two a day, would that be something that would help them or hurt them? What are your thoughts?
Well, it's a lot cheaper, I think, to get a machine that puts out 100% oxygen. And you can get those mechanical devices. I got to find a way of getting rid of two 95% producers because I now have 100% producer. And,
We might know someone who would like to get one of those from you. So,
well, let me know because I'd be happy to take it off my hands.
Okay. Well, hold on to them. I think I know two people. So, all right. Is there a risk of too much oxygen, Dr. Shuley? So, if you were inhaling it, I mean, does it damage cells over concentration of oxygen? Okay, so there's no burning of tissue that might happen?
No.
Okay. Do you have a feel for, if someone wanted to, let's say you wanted to dream, okay? Let's say you wanted to lie down and dream and meditate and think. Would oxygen be of help?
Probably not a big difference under normal circumstances.
Okay. And I was wondering about, like a race car. So if you have a race car with a race engine and you put a lot of fuel into it, extra fuel, that engine doesn't last as long. I mean, it makes more horsepower for a short time, or it could make more horsepower or less horsepower for a longer time. And I'm wondering if oxygen would tend to wear us out more quickly. Does it do that, or is there no concern there?
Not that we know about.
Okay, very good. George in New Hampshire, thank you for calling.
Hi, Vincent. Hi, Dr. Shuley. Dr. Shuley, I have a question, if I might. When you were talking about, like, marijuana, which I'm against myself, and I know it's a derivative of a plant that's in the loco weed family that cattle used to eat, and they said they would go quite crazy. And I heard that there was a component to marijuana use that I had only heard once, and it was schizophrenia. It sets you up for potentially being, going into a schizophrenic state. And I just was wondering what your expertise and vast knowledge in the medical field and in human physiology, among other things, could you address that? And maybe people don't realize that there's a dangerous downside that they could basically fall into a trap of sorts that they won't come out of using marijuana?
Well, you've raised an exquisitely interesting and important point, George. You know, everybody is different. We all have our tolerances and intolerances and our abilities and non-abilities. And so if you are a person who has already a personality that is, let's say, borderline, you're not quite over the hump, you're not quite crazy yet, so to speak, this is the kind of thing that can throw you into the worst of all psychological state. Now, it's not likely to happen in a person who's totally healthy mentally, you know, no great anger, depression, anxiety, etc. But if you are suffering already from anxiety or depression, you're more likely to be thrown over the hill.
That would also speak a lot of people who use drugs and did things in their lives that you reach a point of no return. And
exactly.
I've seen people where I don't think that they realized that when they were embracing a lot of these new age or want of a better word, modern lifestyle churches that we were warned against for thousands of years in religious rules and certain barriers that were put up, that I think they crossed over and they basically, maybe spiritually, fell off the edge of a flat world, so to speak. And they didn't realize when they were going through these doors that they were finally going to reach that place, like in the Louis Stevenson novel Kidnap, where he's purposely meant to cross, to go through a door that just opens up on a wall face that's many stories high, and he falls to his death, even if it's a spiritual death.
You're absolutely right on. Of course, there is a drug that is even worse than marijuana, and it's called ayahuasca, which is illegal in the United States, except in one Native American tribe where it's a sacrament of the church in Arizona. But ayahuasca commonly puts people into, at least temporarily, a psychotic state of mind. And, you know, I have to like my mind, and I don't want to take any chances with it.
One other thing I'll say, and then I'll sign off, because I know you gentlemen have, you know, a lot of ground to cover, and I appreciate this opportunity, is that you answered a question for me in the last hour, that I had read accounts of Arctic explorers in the olden times, that when they would be trying to reach the North Pole, when food stocks would go low, they'd hunt, and invariably then end up, like, killing a polar bear. And then what happened, they had an account of one of the early expeditions that after they ate the liver of a polar bear, I guess there was such concentrated dosages of vitamin A that it killed them.
Yeah.
And you answered the riddle of that. I had a sense of it, but you flushed it out. And I wanted to thank you, Dr. Sheely.
Well, you're most welcome, Joe. You're very right. I would not. I don't. I think I'd rather die of natural causes than a poisoning.
Well, hey, all right. On that note, gentlemen, I appreciate you both. And like I said, I realized that when both of you were not allowed to continue in the group that you began, I think it's something like Ronald Reagan said, "The I didn't leave the party left me." You know, and
yeah.
I hate to say it, I think it's a testimonial being kicked out of such a place. If you know what I mean, it was a compliment. Whether they meant it that way, that's another story, right?
Well,
all right, gentlemen.
I'm thankful. I'm actually thankful for the time that was returned to me that I could have wasted. So I've got that time to work on the farm and do other things. You know, and I'm so glad. I really am. I'm glad they showed me the door. And I really mean that.
You don't want to waste your time with idiots.
Right. George, while you're still with us, I'd like to ask Dr. Sheely this question, because I have a feeling you'd like to know the answers as well as I. Dr. Sheely, I have heard people say, if you have a heart problem, eat the heart of an animal, you know, like a beef heart. If you have a liver problem, eat the liver. Is there any truth to that?
I don't think there's any evidence to support either of those.
Okay. George, you have anything
probably,
else?
Well, I'll just anything say, else? Remember how they said many primitive tribes, when they'd overcome an enemy, they'd eat a particular organ so that they would gain courage? I think it's like a superstition, perhaps carried over like that.
Yeah, I agree.
Thank you so much.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shuley's with us. Dr. Shuley, just as an aside, this really isn't about medicine, but this is really, really pretty frightening. The Indiana Solicitor General, a guy named Thomas Fisher, argued in the Indiana Supreme Court last week that it would be constitutional for the state of Indiana to seize any and every car that exceeded the speed limit. So there was a guy, was brought to light because of a guy by the name of Tyson Timbs, T-I-M-B-S. He had a Land Rover. It's worth $42,000, and he was convicted of a drug felony, so they took his car. And he argued that this is excessive. A $42,000 vehicle was confiscated by the state. And the state says, here's what the state says. Indiana has resorted to an increasingly dangerous view of governmental power over the years. It has been fighting to keep Tim's car. In the state's view, it can be constitutionally forfeit, in the state's view, it can constitutionally forfeit a Bugatti, which is a car, that goes 5 miles an hour over the speed limit. And the state insists that it can take any property from any person who has ever struggled with drug addiction. That's a pretty scary thing, Dr. Shuley, when we're talking about the state stealing people's property because of drug addiction.
Well, it's what I would call an abuse of government power.
Absolutely. And I know that you are working with drug addicts to get them to kick the habit and to recover from their drug addiction. How's that going?
Well, the project we did is now almost 17 months. And these 10 people are wonderfully free of cravings, et cetera. The interesting thing is I sent a letter with a copy of the paper, which is to be published soon, to the Director of Corrections of Missouri, Arkansas, and Kansas. I haven't even heard from Arkansas or Kansas. The letter from Missouri was, we're not interested in anything but drugs.
That kind of sounds like what the Springfield police said about your burglary.
Well, yeah. I'm not impressed with government.
So the government corporation is not interested in working with drug addicts to keep them from committing crimes? They're not interested?
They just want to use something that has a 17% success rate. Drug withdrawal in the most expensive and longest programs in the country has an average success rate of 17%.
When you got that response, was that a response from anybody who was had any position of authority, any position of rank?
It was a delegate under the head of the Department of Corrections. But still, you know, obviously, my suspicion is just shows how unimportant she thinks it is. It is a she.
Yeah. I wanted to get some copies of the Missouri State Constitution class. I suggest that you contact your alleged representatives and ask them for one or more copies of your state's constitution. It's free. You've paid for it, and it's available, but you can get it right from your alleged representative. You contact them, as I did. And when we had our expo, I asked them for a case of 50 of them, because I wanted to distribute them for free to the attendees of the Get Prepared Expo. And what I got back was, do you know how much it costs to ship them? That's what I got back. To ship these are paperbacks. These are paperbacks. And I think it was like between $20 and $30. And that's what these guys are for. But they don't want to use their budget to support their constituents. I'm not sure what their... I guess maybe their budget is for travel and drinks and stuff. But they don't seem to want to use it. So I sent a letter to Hannah Kelly, who is our alleged representative in our neck of the woods here in Missouri, and I asked her for 5 copies. And I got no response. No response whatsoever. However, this gal, this alleged representative, will send happy birthday greetings. She'll spend the money for that, but she ignored my request, so I just copied the email, sent it to her again, and I said, second request. And you know what? I finally got the books, the Missouri State Constitution. So if you want them, class, that's how you do it. Just send an email to your alleged representative, and don't let it fall through the cracks. Dr. Shulin, I'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Well, I'm pleased to announce today the formation of a commission on inalienable rights.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo just announcing the formation of a bipartisan commission on international human rights, speaking at the State Department moments ago.
The commission is composed of human rights experts, philosophers, and activists, Republicans, Democrats, and independents of varied backgrounds and beliefs who will provide me with advice on human rights.
Federal prosecutors in New York announcing sex trafficking and conspiracy charges against politically connected billionaire Jeffrey Epstein. Court documents just released reveal that Epstein's charged with creating a network allowing him to sexually exploit and abuse dozens of underage girls. In fact, he's accused of sexually assaulting more than 30 girls in Palm Beach, Florida, and New York. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com. Dr. Shealy, in order for our class to contact your office, set up a meeting with you, whether it be a Skype consultation, a telephone consultation, or an in-person visit, what number would you like them to call?
417-351-5221.
Okay, class, 417-351-5221. That's the clinic telephone number in Springfield, Missouri, Central Time Zone, 417-351-5221. Dr. Shealy, I received a shipment of moringa seeds based on your broadcast with me last week. I was fascinated. I ordered two or three saplings. I have not received them yet. But I did get the seeds, and I wanted to bring some to you. I'm going to be heading towards Springfield today. Would it be okay if I drop them off at your office?
Yeah. Can you imagine me saying no?
Okay. Well, I don't know if they're going to grow because I got a couple out.
You know, I love gardening.
Yeah. Well, I read about it, and what I've done is I've found a flat tray, and it's a plastic tray. Let's say if you took an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper, folded it in half, it's about that big. Has a clear plastic cover. I took some paper towels, clean paper towels, soaked them in filtered water, and then put the seeds in the middle. And I just set them aside. I'm going to check them for moisture, you know, every day. And that's how I'm hoping to get them to sprout. Once they sprout, I'm going to plant them. That's one way. I guess the other way is just put them in moist starting pots. Either way, I think will work. But, yeah, I'll drop them off. So if I get stopped by the police and they say, you know, what kind of drug do I have in this little baggie, will you please tell them?
It's Moringa.
And we talked about this.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so I have an awful story to tell you, and this I've read. And one of our instructors, Rich Sheban, told me about this, and I did the research, and he's absolutely right. There was this gal, a juvenile from San Antonio, Texas, and she went into a Lufkin Walmart, Lufkin, Texas Walmart, and she was videoed taking the lids off of Bluebell ice cream, licking the ice cream, and putting the lid back on and putting it back in the freezer.
Now, in my opinion, she should be caned in public square.
At least. And then, so she is of the opinion that it shouldn't be called Bluebell, B-L-U-E, space B-E-L-L, ice cream. It should be called Flu, F-L-U, Bell ice cream, because she had, she was a little sick physically. Not only mentally, but physically when she did this. So this video went viral. It inspired copycats. And that I guess that was a craze. Dr. Shealy, I know we need to be vigilant, but this is disgusting. You know, it could sink the Bluebell ice cream company because of this girl's stupidity. Because I got to tell you, I'm not going to be buying any Bluebell because I don't know, and I don't know if it's a target for Bluebell, but she should be responsible for paying for the losses of revenue from ice cream. But it's not just that. What about stupid people doing this to other products? Is there anything that we can do to protect ourselves other than, you know, check the seals, make sure that products are sealed, but is it the immune system? Just keep working on our immune system. What are your suggestions? Because this is nuts. People have lost it. They've become full on crazy, in my opinion.
Well, you may remember some years ago when plain old Tylenol, the greatest placebo in the world, was off the market for a weekend because they had cyanide in it.
Yes, I absolutely do remember that.
And since then, of course, to my knowledge, all vitamin and supplement and over-the-counter things like that have seals on the caps so they can't be opened and closed again. But I don't know how you would do that on ice cream cartons. I guess they could put a piece of plastic that would keep you from, you know, clear plastic the way they do on the other bottles. But it's just another taking care of insanity.
Well, and it's not just that. Some jerk could, or crazy, could take, I'm not recommending this, of course, but I'm just trying to caution our class to pay attention. Bananas can be poked, oranges, lettuce. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Who actually looks at a bag of lettuce or a head of lettuce to see if it has been damaged? Who looks at that? So, Dr. Shealy, then, if we're talking about lettuce, what do you do with lettuce before, you know, I'm sure you wash it, but is there any particular procedure you use?
No, you've got it. But, of course, remember, I try to grow as much of my vegetable intake as I can. So that only in the heart of winter do I buy lettuce.
Right. Okay. Well, let me tell you what I do, and maybe you can tell me I'm wasting my time, or maybe it's a good practice. I will take white vinegar, and first of all, I'll take the lettuce and I'll put it in a bowl. You know, I'll tear the lettuce or cut the lettuce into the sizes of pieces that I want. Then I will wash it with tap water, which is unfiltered, it's filtered but not chlorinated, not fluoridated. And then I will, a couple rinses like that, then I will soak it in a very dilute solution of white vinegar and filtered water, and I'll let it stay for about 10 minutes. Do you think that the white vinegar might kill some of the bacteria that's on the lettuce?
Oh, yeah. I would hope so.
Okay. So am I wasting my time, or do you think that's a good practice?
I think it's probably a great idea.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what I do, class, so you can do that, too. And I use white vinegar for lots of things. I keep it around the house as for washing the shower walls, for disinfecting the counter, those kinds of things. That's what we use it for. And I think you ought to keep some around as well. And for people who have medical problems and they use inhalers, a 50-50 vinegar solution can be used to disinfect, right?
Yep.
Okay. Dr. Shuley, I've noticed that antifreeze, and I've found a lot of similarities between automobiles and the human body. And antifreeze for cars is available in the European formula, then there's a universal yellow formula, then there's a G05 yellow formula, then there's a green older car formula, which is ethylene glycol, then there's the Asian pink formula, but the pHs are different. And some of them are acidic, some of them are basic, some of them have silicates in it, some don't. But what I found out was that radiators, when people who don't know what they're doing put the wrong antifreeze in a vehicle, the radiators become eaten and destroyed and leak. So what I'm wondering now is about pH of what we eat in our bodies. Can we cause damage to the equivalent of our radiators, our gut, our stomach, our whatever, by having the wrong pH foods?
I'm sure you could, yeah. It never occurred to me to go sampling around the world supplies of antifreeze.
Well, no, what I'm saying is if we eat foods that are the wrong pH, can we damage our bodies?
Oh, yeah. In fact, most people damage their bodies because they don't eat enough fruits and vegetables. The average person has a pH below 7. In the saliva, and that is highly unhealthy.
All right, so let's test saliva. How do we do that, Dr. Shuley?
Well, you get some plain old pH paper. Buy it at any health food store or pharmacy, and you just check your saliva. And if it's below 7, you are acid.
Okay, if it's below 7, you're acid. And
now,
your body does better when it's
4, but it ought to be at least 7.2 or above.
Okay, so 7.2 or above is ideal?
Yep.
Okay, so what about people who consume vinegar? Okay, vinegar is acidic. Some people like oil, extra virgin olive oil, and maybe some red wine vinegar or apple cider vinegar, and a little bit of salt and pepper. That's what my grandmother used to do, and that would be a salad. Lettuce, tomatoes, and extra virgin olive oil, and a vinegar. Toss it. Now, is the vinegar, which is acidic, is that harmful or is that beneficial, and why?
Well, it appears to be useful. Now, I have to say I don't do it because I don't feel I need it. But if it's vinegar, it's acid. The pH of white vinegar, for instance, 2.5. It's how acid it is.
It's pretty acidic. Yeah, the scale is from 0 to 14, class, and 7 is in the middle, so 7 would be neutral. And if you had absolute water, it would be a pH of 7.0. Above that, higher than 7, would be basic. Lower than that would be acid. So that's how the pH scale works. So Dr. Shilley, Thomas Jefferson is our dog. He's an English Mastiff. He's a pretty big boy. And he smelled. He smelled like musty. And the veterinarian said, just add a little vinegar to his water. And you know what? About a week, 10 days later, you know, I'm not talking about a strong concentration, because if it's too strong, he wouldn't drink it. But just maybe a half an ounce in a great big bowl of water. What I'm talking about is a bowl half the size of a spaghetti pot. That's what he drinks like 50 times a day. A little bit of vinegar in there, and it cleared it right up. Can doing the same thing work for a person who has a yeast infection?
It's certainly worth considering.
Okay. Are there any risks with consuming, a half an ounce of vinegar for a person over a day?
Well, if you put it in 8 ounces of water, no, I wouldn't drink it plain.
Okay. Okay. Dozens of pet owners, according to this article I was reading on the Daily Mail, have contracted salmonella. And they've gotten it from their dog treats. So they bought these dog treats, which are really pig ears. And there are 45 cases in 13 states, according to the CDC. 12 of these 45 people were hospitalized because they came in contact with pig ears that had salmonella. And these are dog treats. So the dogs would kind of chew on them and chew on them and chew on them. And there's no information whether the people ate them or what, but I imagine that but I imagine what happened was the dogs dropped them, the people picked them up.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I really like the way we have fewer commercials here at USA Paris. More talk time. Dr. Shuley, so what happened is 45 pet owners in 13 states have caught salmonella from these pig ear dog treats. And it doesn't really say this, but I have a feeling that the dogs chew them, they get kind of gooey, and, you know, they chew on them for a while, and they put them down and chew on them for a while. And you know, the owners pick the treats up and get the gooey saliva plus whatever's on these pig ears on their hands. They might, you know, rub their nose. Somehow ingested or handle food. Next thing you know, they have this salmonella infection. And so far, Iowa, where is it? Well, okay. So Iowa had 12 cases, then Michigan was 7, New York had 6, and then the rest of the states, California, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Massachusetts, Missouri, North Dakota, Pennsylvania, South Dakota, and Wisconsin had the rest. So it is, it's covered maybe a third of the United States in terms of area. Dr. Shuley, what are your thoughts about preventing us from getting salmonella poisoning? What do we do?
Well, I mean, obviously you wash your hands frequently with soap and water or the alcohol wipe things, I wouldn't buy those pigs for my dogs. I think they sound too contaminated to me to start with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pigs are pretty dirty animals. They wallow around in slop and their own poop, and they're factory farms for pigs. So, yeah, I absolutely agree with that. Ozone, Dr. Shuley. Is ozone something that would be good for us to be adding to our environment or not? For example, at the farm I've had for, gosh, very long time, decades, an ozone generator. It's a cylindrical device. It's got kind of like a Brillo pad, except it's bronze instead of steel. And ozone is emitted from this when it releases ions into the air. Is that something that is dangerous to breathe? Or
oh, no.
Is it okay?
We actually have ozone treatments here, orally, in the ears, etc. I love the smell of ozone. I think it's one of the best smells in the world.
Yeah, it smells like a just fallen rain, a rainstorm, maybe with a little thunder and lightning, electricity in the air, that kind of a smell. So, all right. So ozone is okay?
Oh, yeah. I love it.
All right. So what would, okay, back to the telephone booth. What would happen if I had a telephone booth, which I don't, but I might want to get one. but if I were to sit in a phone booth with an ozone generator.
That sounds a little dangerous to me. You know, obviously, okay, you need oxygen. And although ozone can turn into oxygen, I wouldn't want to breathe nothing but ozone for any length of time.
Okay. So how do you treat with ozone? What would be the protocol?
Well, you have to be trained in it. And I have not been trained in it. Sergey and our nurse have been.
Mm-hmm.
And so if it comes to being used, they do the actual treatment. But it does require sophistication.
Okay. So too much ozone is dangerous.
I wouldn't be breathe pure ozone for any length of time.
Okay. Very, very good. Dr. Shiller, do you have any words of wisdom that you'd like to share with us, things that you have been working on that we haven't covered recently?
Well, last Monday, Sergey and I had dinner together, and I got inspired. And so I've written almost 90 pages of my new book called Who Killed Common Sense?
Wow. Okay. So can you share with us some of the things that are in your book or not?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, interestingly, what I've learned is that common sense has never been common.
I thought it was.
Well, my father used to say, 80-plus years ago, I heard my father say, common sense is the uncommon commodity. And I've always thought that's true. But actually, common sense has been talked about philosophically for hundreds of years. And actually, Thomas Paine is the real leader of our country in getting us into the Revolutionary War. He wrote a little booklet back in 1775 or 1776, on common sense, and he argued that we needed to go to war to separate us from England. And it was a bestseller. I mean, they sold in the colonies. They sold something like 300,000 copies of this little booklet.
And his booklet was called, quote, Common Sense, end quote. Yes. I guess I should read it again. I think I'll do that.
Well worth doing. You can find it all
Dr. Shirley, thanks so much for being with us. I'm going to try to swing by sometime today, and I'll just drop this off. No need to interrupt your day. I'll just drop this off at your nurse's station.
Hey, thanks.
Thank
man.
You so much
Have
for being
with
us. Thanks so much for being with us, Dr. Shirley.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.